You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The results are in from a major community engagement effort to see what Syracuse residents and other stakeholders would like to see in a new police chief. WAER Scott Willis reports the recurring themes of accountability and commitment to the community resonated with a pair of common counselors.
Accountability or high standards for officers was the top concern among survey respondents. Clearly, police community interaction is still on the minds of many, including Council President Helen Hudson.
If you commit a crime, we know that you're going to be arrested, you're going to go to jail. But minimal crimes should not cause for a lot of the aggression that takes place. So people want to see more accountability. I get phone calls from folks on a daily basis. And some of us warrant it, but a lot of us not.
Hudson says residents just want to be treated with respect. She and Councillor Steve Thompson say communication can establish a relationship that fosters mutual understanding.
There is no chief that sits there that does not want to be very much involved with the community and also have the community support. And the way you get the community support is through dialogue.
Thompson served for 34 years in the department, retiring as chief. He says every chief going back to the 1970s has urged officers to get out of their cars and simply talk to the people on their beat, if only for a moment.
And you can lead into the conversation like that, hey, I only got a couple of minutes, or I have until they call me on the squawk box, which might be in 2 minutes or might be five, but I just wanted to stop in and introduce myself. I'm working this territory, you know, so nobody is above that. That's who we're working for.
The survey results also indicated a desire for a chief that can understand the diverse community the department serves and more diversity within the department. But the city has consistently fallen short of a 1980 federal consent decree where the SPD set a goal of 10% black officers in all ranks. As of last year, the percentage was 7% in a city that's nearly 30% African American and nearly 50% people of color. Hudson attributes part of the problem to something else residents say they'd like to see.
Not just, you know, women and people of color, but more residency, because they feel that if the police chief or officers live within the city or down the street from them as their neighbors, that the whole dynamic that's happening out here would be a lot different.
But a 1970s era state law grants a residency waiver to police, firefighters, and DPW workers. It was mainly aimed at New York City due to the high cost of living. But Hudson says that's not a problem here, and it has a negative impact across upstate. The state and police union have repeatedly shot down attempts by Syracuse City Hall to require residency for its officers. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, WAER.org.